Now some encouraging news for the more than 10 million Americans who are colorblind. A biotech company and a university today announced an agreement to develop the first treatment for the genetic disorder. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
Today's announcement comes from Avalanche Biotechnologies in Menlo Park and the University of Washington in Seattle. The agreement has its roots in a scientific breakthrough that occurred 6 years ago. That's when two vision researchers at the University of Washington used gene therapy to cure a form of colorblindness in squirrel monkeys. One of those researchers is Jay Knights. He says the implication was pretty obvious.
This opened the possibility of ultimately getting this to cure colorblindness in humans.
The other researcher is Maureen Knights, Jay's wife. She says she and her husband knew it would be difficult to move from monkey to man, but they had to try.
We've spent our entire careers writing NIH grants where we say our goal is to improve human health.
Colorblindness is usually a genetic disorder that is both disabling and common, at least in men. About 8% of men inherit a mutation on the X chromosome that makes it hard for them to distinguish between red and green. Jay Knight says he and Maureen get emails every day from people with poor color vision.
Oftentimes, the subject line says, "Color blindness ruined my life," something along those lines.
The stories often describe being unable to pursue a career as a pilot or firefighter or even an electrician who deals with color-coded wires. Color blindness also can make it hard to do things like driving after dark. Maureen Knight says that became a big problem for her brother, who is colorblind. He was fine, she says, until his community installed sodium street lamps, which turned what had been bluish-white light into orange.
He came home and he was shaking and he said, "Oh my God, everything was just a sea of lights. It was all the same colors. I could not tell the street lights from the brake lights, from the stop lights." He said it was horrible.
Curing colorblindness involves delivering new genes to cells in the retina that respond to color. That's what Jay and Maureen Knights did to cure the squirrel monkeys 6 years ago. It still hasn't been tried in people because their technique required surgery on the retina, which is risky. Maureen says they needed a non-surgical approach.
And that is something basically everyone that works in gene therapy of the eye has been working towards for a very long time with very little success.
Until a team at Berkeley found a way to deliver genes using a simple injection into the clear gel that fills most of the eyeball. Avalanche Biotechnologies has been working to improve and commercialize the technique. Thomas Schalberg, the CEO of Avalanche, says he first met Jay and Maureen Knights at a scientific conference in 2012. Before long, he says, they decided to work together.
Our goal is to be treating colorblindness in clinical trials in human patients in the next 1 to 2 years.
Schalberg says that's possible because the eye has proved to be a safe and relatively easy place to use gene therapy.
We like to say, what happens in the eye stays in the eye, because it's kind of this small enclosed space.
So new genes don't show up elsewhere in the body. And Schalberg says a cure for colorblindness has the potential to help millions of people.
People with this vision disorder have a very limited sensation. They can only see about 1% of the colors of a normal person. And so in some ways, it's actually much closer to being blind than it is to being sighted.
Schalberg says the new gene therapy technique also could help people with many other eye diseases, including macular degeneration. John Hamilton, NPR News.